1969, the folk club in North London, N-O-R-F, North. So it was quite a surprise when about a year ago I got a phone call asking me to work with him. This next piece is called Bob's Your Uncle. Anyone know that expression? Bob's your uncle. It's a Victorian English expression. It's kind of like the French voila. Like there it is. Yeah, Bob's your uncle. Yeah, and there you have it. There you have it. I was born in the East End of London. I hear this is the East End of Long Island, but the East End of London means that I'm a Cockney. So I'm allowed to drop my H's. But there you have it. Bob's your uncle. kid, I played in a jazz big band in England. And I developed a great love for saxophones. So I tried to figure out a way of squeezing a sax section onto a guitar. So this is a piece called Rules of the Road. I'll play one more original before I do something you might recognize. And this one's called Double Espresso. It's kind of a lament to giving up caffeine. If anybody can relate to that. So it's on my album it's a duet with myself. So this is a single decaf espresso. Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's double espresso. I've been playing guitar for a little over 30 years. I started the week that I Want to Hold Your Hand was released by the Beatles. And when I was a kid, you know, I never imagined that I'd actually get to play. Well, actually, I did imagine. I want you to play with the Beatles. You know, when you're 11 years old, that's what you want to do. But I got to play with 3 out of 4, which was kind of a childhood dream come true.
Wings,
yeah. I was in a band called Wings. Thank you. I learned 3 very important lessons from working with Paul McCartney. One is that it's really okay to work with your wife. And I do work with my wife and thoroughly enjoy it. She writes lyrics. And then the other second lesson was never give up your music publishing. Because otherwise Michael Jackson will get attacked. The probably most profound lesson was never to smuggle marijuana into Japan. Having said that, this is a favorite Beatles song. It's one I associate a little more with John Lennon than Paul. This is In My Life. Produced an album for Al Stewart called Between the Wars. It was inspired by the music of the 20s and 30s. This is a piece that's an authentic one from 1931. Not that old. It's called All of Me. Thank you. next one is a piece that was inspired by an incident in a bar in Amsterdam, where I was looking at the bar and there was an accordion on a stand with a plastic head attached to it. It was pretty bizarre. And all of a sudden this head lit up and the accordion started playing by itself. Some amazing Dutch ragtime kind of march, which is just the kind of thing the guitar players like to learn. And, or at least acoustic guitar players like to learn. And I ran around trying to find out what it was and nobody could tell me. So I wrote my own version of it. Didn't turn out quite right. Instead of being a Dutch ragtime march, it had kind of Renaissance Irish overtones. So this is a Dutch Irish ragtime Renaissance march. It's called Two New Amsterdam. Naked guitar. This next one is Jimi Hendrix's piece, Little Wing. Thank you. I'll be back in a little while with Al Stewart. I will have some of my CDs for sale after the show. I'm going to end up with a quick Texas shuffle called Purple Coyote.
Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Thank you.